Episode 63.
The Epstein Files.
Wow.
The Epstein Files.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
First of all, we postponed a recording.
For about 2 weeks, I think.
Facts.
And now the Epstein stuff has come out.
More. Right.
Right.
But now let the people know, you already had this.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Right. We got to mention that.
Right. 2 weeks ago.
The fact that you had already had this.
Perfect
timing. Didn't know that.
They were going to release some more of the, you know, emails and conversations.
We never knew.
Yeah.
So we had to postpone the show for whatever reason. I think I got busy. Whatever happened.
Right. Right.
But the fact that we postponed it and look what came out this past week.
Right, right. Crazy.
Unless you live under a rock, you got to know what's going on.
You
got to
know the Epstein Files.
All right,
So last week, this ain't got nothing to do with the Epstein Files, but I thought it was a cool story. You know, one of my Japanese guys left and moved back to Japan, so I was taking him to the airport.
Papa-san.
Well, his name is Wagatsu.
But still.
Wagatsu, but his nickname is Guts.
Guts.
He wants to be called Guts.
Oh, yeah. I know the 1 and 2 story.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
got you, got you.
So I pick him up at 3:45 in the morning. 3:45 in the morning, right? Homeless, right there in Daphne. So we get on the interstate. And, I mean, we ain't been on the interstate but maybe 2 minutes before they start talking Japanese back and forth between the wife and in the back and him in the front.
Right.
And he looks to me and says, my son has to go use the restroom. And I'm thinking to myself, first, man, we just got on the interstate.
Right.
you couldn't have went right before?
Right.
So we're driving. So now I'm thinking, where can we go at that time in the morning that's safe to use the bathroom and clean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like this was a rest stop area that you would just stop at.
Right.
So I asked him, I said, you know, number one or number two?
Completely messed him up, dude.
Now, Guts speaks English.
Right.
Speaks good English.
Right,
I've always had good conversations with him in English.
So I'm waiting for your impression of Guts.
He looked at me and was like,
That's your impression of Guts? What you see his face.
I said, do you not know what number one and number two means? And I said, number one, piss. Number two, he goes, boo-boo.
Just like that.
Boo-boo. But he still kind of had it misunderstanding. So he was like, number one. So I'm thinking the kid has to go to do number one.
Yeah,
so I pull off on the side street. You know, it's dark.
Right.
Take a piss right here, man. And they look confused.
Guts,
and
like,
Guts is like, number two.
Boo
boo.
Did you laugh?
I did. I thought it was hilarious.
Did he see you laugh?
Did he laugh?
He laughed. Was it mutually funny?
It was mutually funny.
I love it when it was mutually funny. Like that. When you can laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
That was good. Wow. Shout out to Guts, man.
Guts, man. Shout out to Guts.
That's a fire nickname, too.
Yeah.
How did he get that?
His name is Wagatsu.
Oh, so
Wagatsu Yama. Wagatsu Yama.
So Guts. I can
Guts
see how
is for
Guts.
Short.
I can see how Guts, you can pull a Guts out of that.
I can see how you can pull a Guts out of that.
It's kind of a nickname.
That's
though,
a that fire you can, nickname, though.
Right.
Especially if you got Guts.
Right. Welcome to On and Off the Field, a podcast with a purpose. We got the On the Field coach.
Guts Assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steel Nation since 1976.
You ain't, that was fire. You got your
out of your coach. It's the yellow man since 1968.
Oh, Guts, man. Shout out to Guts.
Shout out to Guts.
Learning the difference between number one and number two.
Well, you know what's interesting? Again, he spoke good English for 7 years. I've known him. But
right.
The intricacies of the language, sometimes you don't pick up until later.
The
you know,
dialect. Is that a dialect of a language? So you have dialects? Like, well, you have a language and then you have a dialect.
No, that's a saying. That's not a English.
No, what I'm saying is like when you're dealing with like a certain language. So when you split it, it could be the same language, but different something.
Context.
There you go. Yeah. They can right. pronounce words different.
Right. Right. And theirs is totally different than
ours.
Is
that a dialect?
Well, similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a wordsmith, so I like to understand what words mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The word
yeah.
dialect is just.
I understand.
That sounds interesting. It does. Facts. That ain't for real.
Facts.
All right. So
this is a prayer that I got probably about 7 or 8 years ago. And so it's my daily prayer.
Really?
Yeah.
And so we're about to run DMC.
Right.
We're going to run DMC.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Y'all ready for this? Pray in Jesus' name.
Okay. Thank you, God, for everything you've done for me.
Forgive me of all my sins. Be the Lord of my life.
Now, I always stop there because if you really get into it.
That's heavy.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Create in me a clean heart and the right spirit within me. Renew my mind.
That's a psalm that you just read.
Okay.
Create me a new, yeah. Cover me. No, wait a minute. Heal me from the hurt of my past. Hey, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
I love you and need you. Stop.
Right. And I do that a lot with this.
Stop.
One. Yeah.
You know, and I got to pause to do this. So when it comes to love, and the law.
Yeah.
So there was a law that said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your strength.
Right.
Basically, with everything you are. Right. That was a law, right? And love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest law, second biggest law. Commandment even.
Yeah.
I want Christians to understand that we're incapable of keeping that law, loving God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.
We fall short.
No human being can do that.
We all fall short.
But the average person in the church, they walk around thinking that they do.
Right.
Watch this though, coach. His was fire. We can't love God like that, but somebody did.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
He loved him with all his heart, all his might, all his mind, without everything he was. You know how? Because he gave his life.
Right.
He was the only one that did it.
Right.
So we live by faith based on the merit of the life Jesus lived.
Right.
His life saves our lives.
Right.
But we walk around as if we actually love God with all the arrogance.
Right. The arrogance. Right.
So when I read that, I love you and need you, we got to be careful when we say that to God and understand that, God, I know I can't love you like I'm supposed to, but I'm going to love you the best way I can. Saying that, understanding that I'm going to do the best I can. Because who going to love him like
that? And that's why I like this prayer, because it reminds you of your shortcomings.
We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. Cover me with your precious and holy blood, as well as my family, my friends, and my life projects.
Amen. Give me your dream.
Lord, bless and protect everyone that seeks you, needs you, and believes in you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's fire, dude.
Yeah.
That was fire.
We needed that before this.
Oh, Lord.
We had to get some lawdess in our system before this.
Hold on.
Class clown segment. Mind you, this is the Epstein files.
Keep that in mind, people.
All right. Why did Michael Jackson love 47-year-olds?
I don't know.
Because there were 40 of them.
Oh, 47. Okay. That was pretty. Oh, okay. What is worse than having a penis drawn on your face?
What?
Finding out it was traced. Oh my goodness, dude. I'm really not.
I was borderline dark.
Yeah, he told me about this on the phone this morning.
And there was a few I took out, by the way.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
I filmed the birth of my son and called it the sequel, since I filmed the conception.
Oh,
Okay. All right.
What do you call a prostitute with her hand up her skirt?
What?
Self-employed.
A wife walks in the room and removes her robe and yells, "Super pussy!" The husband looks up and from reading his book and says, "I'll have the soup."
Oh, I get it. Super pussy. That's stupid. What does a 9-volt battery and Uranus have in common?
What?
You know you're not supposed to put your tongue on it, but you still do it anyway. Oh, goodness. What do you call the group of trans superheroes?
What?
X-Men. Come on, dude.
All right. A farmer, he buys this young rooster because the old one can't perform anymore.
I'm not going to look at it.
When he brings home the young rooster, he bangs all the farmer's hens and chicken. The farmer was kind of impressed. Then after the lunch, the rooster bangs the chickens and the hens again. Oh. The next day, he bangs the ducks and the geese. The next day, the farmer walks out, sees the young rooster laying down, passed out, with vultures circling above.
Oh, man.
The farmer says, "I don't feel bad for you, little horny bastard." He goes, the rooster looks up and goes, "Shh, they're about to land."
Oh, no!
I sent him out the room.
Hold up, dude. Oh my goodness, wait a minute. All right. I had to go get some tissue. Oh my
God. The jokes were funny, but the topic obviously is not. So as we move forward.
Listen, Geisha.
Yeah.
Don't let none of that get out. Please. This is only for the public. This should never be for public consumption. Please.
Adult content.
Because we're getting.
This is adult content.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Geisha. Don't put this on the regular stuff. Pet peeve segment.
Pet peeve.
All right. Adult men who prey on young underage girls. Right. Okay. Remember the 12-year-old girl Naomi? Okay. This happened like 14, 15 years ago.
Oh yeah, from the from Birmingham.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Remember right. the dude?
Yes. Yep. Right.
Lured, like you know,
lured what's, her.
You know what's crazy? He lured her through the tablet, mm-hmm. dude. And this is what I want to say. And I think I made this comment on another show. Mm. Listen, listeners, as we say, chat, serious moment. Pedophiles don't climb through windows and kick down doors anymore. Mm-mm. They come through internet.
Or they're already in the house.
Well, what I mean is from the outside.
Right, right. Okay, gotcha.
Inside, you know, from the outside, which gotcha. Is usually where they come
from. Coming in from
they
the
don't
internet.
Come from they don't come through windows no more
no.
to rape you.
No.
They come through the tablet, through the Ethernet
yep.
cords in the internet, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. through the computer.
Yep. Yep.
And they lure your child out of the house. Mm-hmm. They don't have to break in to get your child.
No.
Your child breaking out to get to them now.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
And keeping it a secret.
Had the little girl so convinced in her head. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, he was a friend of the family, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. the guy that lured her. Dude, I don't know the severity of like Epstein and anybody connected to him. Mm-hmm. But what we talked about, you and I talked about on the phone yesterday on why the government is shut down.
Right.
That's BS.
Sure. I mean, let's be honest. You talked all the stuff leading up to it about transparency. We're going to release everything. But now you're not, and now you're not
to the point where you shut the government down,
right?
Because to cover,
to stop someone from coming into Congress, to, that's going to say, "Hey, we need to look at this." Come on,
basically to try to cover over somebody else's.
Exactly. You're choosing politics and policy over young kids,
over rape, molestation,
right? Like that's okay.
Call it what it is.
That's a huge pet peeve of mine.
That's a pet. That's why I got the way I was.
Yeah, that's a huge pet peeve. I mean, that's a stain, current stain on our country right now. That's a current stain on our country.
In all, but you know what?
The fact that we look the other way and have allowed it to go on this long.
This is what makes it. I agree 100%. And let me add to that if I can. To know that a grown ass man takes the time out to plan and plot and strategize. Because it's thought out.
Yes.
You have to be.
It's a fetish.
Yes. Not with all the cameras and everything, social media. Now they have to move.
Barely legal.
So they take the time out to intricately plan this crap.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Look at your neighbor.
Come on.
All right. This was a justification for rape during slavery times. So because of the laws and stereotypes, enslaved women were viewed as property.
Right.
So rape was impossible to defend because legally a person cannot violate their own property. So that's what was going on with.
That's bad.
And so with that, it wasn't just the older Black women that were being molested.
It was the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Those fetishes were back then.
Yeah. I mean, the slave masters was gay, dude. Pedophiles or freaks
had a lot of ways
or sexually
had a lot of ways. I would imagine
a lot of
ways.
That's the best way to categorize it, in a balloon. Mm-hmm. A lot of.
But again, you know, again, the system dealing with this Epstein is not necessarily about anything other than it's a lot about power, being able to say I can do this. I can do this. It's my right to do this. I can.
What would you feel like if you knew your name was listed in the files? What would you feel like?
So for me, I would fight like hell above beyond to prove my innocence. I don't want to be associated with that. Because I'm innocent.
Because some people's names are involved and they are innocent. But some people's connected to they're not.
Well, that's the whole deal is why this is taking so long, because these names have certain, obviously, influence, power and influence. But again, if you say to the average person, if you're going to be connected, associated with any sort of kiddie porn, child porn, molestation, sex trafficking, anything, wouldn't you defend your name like crazy if that was the situation?
Yeah, you would.
You would.
Yeah.
I will, and if I were president and I knew this was going on, I would have it all out there.
You were Trump?
Because I would want it to be out there.
But
because I have nothing to, you know what I'm saying? I have nothing to hide.
Even though you know your name is going to come out in it?
But again, there's a problem. Your name is in it. You're intertwined in it.
That's what I mean. So as a person knowingly, and let me ask the question like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that you were there.
Oh, if I knew I was there.
You was in the name legitimately in there. How would you feel as an individual? Like, could you try to still defend yourself? Like to try to say,
at this point, you're just hoping and praying that it goes away.
It's not, though.
Yeah. That's what they're hoping and praying that it goes away.
So now they're dropping screenshots of parts of the on social media. One of the ladies that I know, and I'm going to say her name, she dropped a screenshot on Facebook.
It was obvious. That was obvious. It's like when he paid for the prostitute. Not the prostitute. She was a porn star. What was her name?
Who? Trump?
Mm-hmm. The $180,000.
Oh.
You remember that?
I forgot her name.
But here's the deal. You don't pay $180,000 for your first time.
No. Of course not. Of course not. That's
you buy a beer for your first time. You ever buy a beer? You ever buy a keg?
History.
You ever buy a keg for your first time?
Yeah,
people that buy kegs have been buying beer for a while.
Right. You've been doing that for a while.
You've been doing that for a while. It's been out there. Come on. It's been out there.
Yeah. That's not a one-time.
We chose to ignore and look away.
That's not a one-time
thing. That's not a one-time thing.
Nah.
And you don't hang with a guy that does that. And not be associated with
one time.
One time. No.
Damn, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry, not
again,
sorry.
Again, sorry, not sorry. Well, so again, the question is, how would you respond if you were accused of any type of sex crime?
If I, like you just said,
yeah.
If I was innocent, I'd fight.
Fight tooth like and hell, tooth and nail.
Facts. Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
But if I ain't,
would you do what Diddy did? Jump ship? Catch a plane?
Yeah, well, he can't. No one can leave now.
But I mean, initially, remember? Yeah,
right.
He did.
He did. He left.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, he's not getting out until 2028. I think it's 2028. 26 or 28.
I don't know.
I think it's 28. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Is his name connected?
I don't, you know, I never thought of Diddy as someone who was into young girls as I think he was into just drugging guys.
Damn.
On the side. That's a whole different fetish.
So, man, that's totally different.
That's a different.
The fact that you got to categorize those.
Well, yeah, it's different. Like R. Kelly would be in the Epstein file if he was. I wouldn't be surprised if his name was in that, but what? I don't think it is.
Would Bill Cosby be in it?
I wouldn't be surprised if his name was in there.
Dang, Bill.
Yeah.
Who else, dude? Well, who else name? They named some other. Who else can you name off the top of your head that they said that was in there? That was big name.
Well, they talked about Clinton was in it. You know, that's always been Trump's ammo, is that they say that Clinton was there.
Really?
Yeah. But they say Clinton wasn't there, and his, you know, he wasn't there.
Wow.
That was always the way Trump got away, you know, with saying. Deflecting it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Which in hindsight makes sense.
Exactly.
Help for his segment. Help be careful him. Who you trust. Salt and sugar look the same.
Facts.
Along the lines of that statement, so you think about pedophilia, you know, you could, the average Joe looks like the average Joe. He could look like, could look like Clark Kent.
Right.
And be a pedophile.
Yeah.
Horn rim glasses, right. Everything.
Anything.
Going to the Daily Bugle.
It could be a tough looking guy. It doesn't matter. Those type of behaviors are what, you know, are dark and on the inside. Those is not something that you walk around displaying.
I have a question.
Hey, I'm this such and such.
Right. No, you don't. Right.
You don't find out until it's too late.
Are there female pedophiles?
I would imagine that there's some.
Why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, because they are because there are some babysitters that have been touching young boys too. It happens.
We don't talk about that though.
It happens, but it's that along with everything else is wrong.
Facts.
So, all right, health is wealth. We got to call Nurse Thicken.
Okay, let me call Thick. Lord have mercy. Let me see something. Hold on. Let me call. I'm gonna really call Thickums. Watch this. I'm a really caller this time. Watch this. You playing. I'm a really caller.
I'm gonna echo now.
Hello.
Hello. This is Nurse Thickums.
This is On and Off the Field, a podcast with a purpose. I know you know who this is.
Hey, Coach Rick.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, baby.
Coach Boston, again, he had to step away.
Oh, and Coach Boston.
Listen, Miss Thickums, I don't start.
Coach Bowser is something else, ain't it?
Listen, Nurse Thicken, now you know that you need to back up. The Epstein file just came out. We don't want you on that list.
You know, me and Tyrone and our daughter Tyronica, we was talking about college schools to go to. And so we went on a trip to LA to visit USC.
I heard you met somebody interesting.
And do you know who was in the seat next to us?
Who was it?
Jeffrey Epstein.
No.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Whew. Did you get nervous?
Well, I didn't know him then. He just introduced himself as Jeff.
Well, did he didn't try none on you, did
he? He was mostly talking to Tyronica.
Really?
But I had to let him know, Nurse Thickums don't play that. Don't my baby. So, you know, I told him, you know, if you want to have a mile high, something, that might be something you and me have to talk about. Not Tyronica.
Well, wait
but
a minute.
He seemed all right, what though, about, but he seemed kind of creepy, wait though, a minute, in a way.
What about Tyrone, your husband?
Tyrone was back in the coach. We was in first class.
But what you talking about mile high with him for?
Well, that's what I was trying to tell him. It ain't going to be no mile high. And said the only way it would have been would be with me. But not with Tyronica. No way.
But I thought you can't disrespect Tyrone like that.
No, baby. No. Me and Tyrone been my high club members for a while. Whew. You should have seen that plane.
That's too much information. Now it's too much. Wait, that's too much information. I'm so glad.
But I had to tell him, man, if you had to keep talking, we had to switch seats, me and Tyronica. So I sat next to in the aisle. Right next to Jeff.
Well, I'm glad that you was able to catch that, because we got to be careful.
You got to watch your babies.
They're everywhere.
They
say they look normal, like a normal person.
Yep.
So, but I'm going to tell Coach Boston.
Tell him I said hey.
I will. And I let him know that you had a chance to meet Epstein, and he did not have a chance to mess with you at all. And made sure.
That's right. Nurse Dickens don't play that.
Well, Nurse Dickens, thank you so much. We're going to have to get you back on here for the announcements.
See you later, Coach Rick.
All right, take care.
All right.
Okay, we're gonna move right into the two thumbs up segment. Hey, all right, Coach, you missed that. I'm glad you did.
Nurse Dickens was at it again,
oh,
huh?
Oh, man. She met Epstein, dude.
Really?
Epstein tried to hit a Tyronica.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
Yeah, tried to have.
He was bold then.
Yeah,
yeah. Was bold.
She said she wanted to see and talk to you though, you know. But I told her you was out of pocket.
Yeah, out of pocket. She too. No.
Two thumbs up segment.
Dead in my life.
Hollywood's impact on normalizing relationships between much older men and underage girls as seen in the 1962 film Lolita. Let me say this. Well, go ahead.
I mean, it's all over television. I mean, it's that type of demeanors in shown in movies all the time.
Dude, when Elvis Presley, mm-hmm. they had young women. Like,
yeah.
Some of the presidents,
mm-hmm.
young women. Like,
yeah.
What's the name of the dude who used to host Family Feud? Richard Dawson. He used to kiss folk in the mouth.
Kiss folks in the mouth. The little girls, too.
In the mouth.
Right. Right. It's all, I mean, it's shown everywhere.
He wouldn't have been good for social media. They'd have ate him up, dude.
It's shown everywhere, dude.
What if you do that now, that would be pedophilia.
Well, it depends on how much they're romantic.
But what I'm saying, like Richard Dawson kissing people on Family Feud.
Oh, right.
Come on. They yeah. look at him crazy. That, but it was, we
but back
watched
then, that
it.
Was normal.
At least we thought it was.
We thought it was. That was normal behavior.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
New segment.
What you got?
Cam Brady.
Oh, my goodness.
Is Cam Brady in the Epstein files? Do you think he would have been in the Epstein files? Cam Brady?
That's the deal.
That's the deal.
That's the deal.
When the pedophiles are the backbone of this country.
And that's the deal.
And that's the deal.
When the list came out, that would have been his defense. Hey, listen.
Pedophiles
run this country. And that's the deal.
And pedophiles are the backbone of this country.
And that's the deal.
That was just goodness. That one time.
Shout out to Cam Brady. I guess it's fair to say this discussion never took place. Oh, we got sound bites. We got sound bites from Cam.
What?
Y'all ain't ready. We got sound bites from the campaign, bro. I told you. Oh, my goodness. Hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
We need to, you know what we need to do? Can we do clips? Like get the clips.
Yeah.
The clips.
Yeah.
Dude,
we need to show
let's
one.
Let's load the freaking clips from campaign and let's examine the clips. Let's do a scene. Get this like
that'll be for the next thing.
Yes,
yeah.
We can do two. Let's just do
with
two.
The Japanese lady.
Oh well, you pick one and I pick one.
Damn, that's hard to pick.
Because look, the confession at the table at the dinner table.
Put your headphones on. Daddy and I about to say some adult words.
She's got a kid.
She said,
"Listen, I want to be second lady, and you up there screwing around and with a knife." And she's got a kid.
Y'all don't understand. I put him on to this movie, and he know more sound bites than me already. I knew it, dude.
All right, come on, let's go.
Serenity now. All right. Women's problems begin with men. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You ever notice how all women's problems begin with men? Okay, mental illness, menstrual cramps, mental breakdown, and mental
pause.
I'm done.
Yes.
Serenity now.
What?
Yeah.
You ever, I tell you what, do you see what a woman's name tell you? Whoa, man.
Whoa, man. Right. Whoa. Whoa.
And it's talking to plural and single because pick the other one. Whoa, man.
Right.
Whoa, man. All y'all need to be careful. Be careful. Whoa. Isn't that something?
Right.
The irony, dude. That's crazy.
Okay.
All right.
Chinese proverb.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not ready.
If the fish comes out of the water to tell you that the crocodile is sick, believe it.
Okay.
Meaning when someone who usually stays silent then speaks up, take their warning seriously.
Wow.
So think, we're talking about pedophilia. How many of those women have spoken up and said things, obviously, you know, not knowing the details of the cases and stuff, but I'm sure there was someone who has spoken up and dealing. You can't do what he did or alleged to do without people not knowing.
Somebody
is going to have to say, hey, this is what's going on. You think somebody spoke up and was quieted, then hushed?
Of course,
quiet.
Of course, right. Of course. I believe so. I'm glad you brought up people speaking up, because here is, I don't want to chase a rabbit, but I do want to make this point. I want to highlight this. Some people never pay attention to this. Mm. Chat, listeners, if somebody tells you, like you just said about the fish coming out of the water, tell you about the crocodile. If your child tells you that somebody did something to them,
don't dismiss that.
Right. For two reasons. One, so that the bastard don't get away.
Right.
Two, is so that you don't run them away. Because the worst thing you can do is for me to have to been raped or molested. And I come and tell you. It's already hard that I got to come tell you.
Right.
And then when I tell you, you tell me I'm a lie.
Right.
Please don't do that.
The little bit of voice they had to
please
come to you.
Please do not do that. Be considerate.
Right.
And consider the fact that they might be telling you the truth.
Right. That's right.
That's something that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know some people that came forth, had enough guts to come forth. And then when they came forth, it was, nah, you got to be lying. Which made them feel worse.
Yep. That's crazy.
All right. Red flag.
Red flags.
Never judge a person who breaks down in tears over something small. Wow. You helped me in because they are not crying for that reason, but for everything they have been holding inside until that moment.
That hits you hard to coach. That's deep, isn't it?
Man,
that's deep. You think about, I remember once that, I had gotten to a crime, and I remember the floodgates of different emotions and periods of time in my mind.
Something you didn't cry over in the past?
Yeah. And it just was like more and more, and you know, you just get more and more into it.
Yeah.
And it happens. it happens, especially if you deal with death or, you know.
That is, yeah.
Deep, isn't it?
You don't know, man.
Yeah.
Hmm. It was a straw that broke the camel's back, they say. Mm-hmm. But you didn't see the brick.
Right. All leading up to that. Yeah. It's all about the relationships.
Right.
So Gandhi, in order to test his vows of celibacy, slept naked to his grandniece, Manu Gandhi, as part of an experiment to test his willpower.
Wait a minute.
Against sexual desire for his, against vows of celibacy. He also did it with other young girls in the village and other young relatives. This went on for about 2 to 3 weeks. And for much of the people looked down upon it. It was frowned upon.
I probably would have been one frowning upon that too.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
But it happened.
Just don't jack off. Sleep naked and don't jack off, Gandhi. We know you're celibate. Don't beat your meat. Don't, but you ain't got.
He says, "Hey, jacking off."
Don't jack off. Sleep naked.
Well, that's the point. Yeah,
but you sleep naked with a thing of Vaseline and lotion now. But don't jack off.
Sleek and naked.
What I'm saying is, if he's trying to test his celibacy, do it by yourself. Don't do that with that grandniece like that.
Right.
That baby don't need to see you naked, right, Gandhi. And for what I know, I mean, you was a peaceful man, bless your soul, but you was tall and lanky, which was not a good sight for that grandniece to be looking at, for you be standing up there, rancor. You could have just slept naked and don't jack off. We know you're celibate. Dang, bro.
Gandhi.
Dang, Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Now you got me, going.
Talk to my old lady like this. Coming off of that. Don't upset me like that no more, Gandhi. Old to make knots. She stands on small feet. I don't think she has small feet, but her spine is tall, ready to catch herself before she falls. She takes the world with laughter and spirit free. A weak thing she'll never be. That's fire. You think Monica got small feet? No way. She's
no
too tall.
Way.
Too tall. Was she 6'1"?
I think it was 6'1", isn't she?
Yeah, she got at least 10 or 11.
I think.
She got at least 11 on her foot.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. What about Angel?
Oh, yeah, Angel. She got a foot on her at least. She 12 or 13 at the most.
Ooh, yeah. How tall is Angel?
Did you see her in the Victoria's Secret?
No, I haven't. Come on. Don't do
she
that.
She got
coach.
The angels with the bra. And
I did see somebody posted an excerpt picture from her, but I did not see
it. She's walking the stage?
Wow. Yikes.
All right. Random 3 a.m. thoughts.
Oh, my goodness.
If a mime is arrested, do they have the right to remain silent? Should the birth control pill have been created for men?
Wow. Good question.
How do you keep someone in suspense?
Wow. Yeah, you can't. That doesn't make sense. I see you got it blacked out.
You're in suspense now.
Right. Fire. That's good. All right. Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
Mayberry was so peaceful because nobody was married. What the hell, Coach? Where you get this? Oh my goodness, Andy. A.B., Barney, Gooba, Goma, Helen, Floyd, Thelma, Lou,
and
of course, Opie. The only married person was Otis, and he was a town drunk who locked himself up. How do you know Otis was married?
Otis was married.
How do you know?
Because he said it.
I'm not doubting you.
He said it. That's why he would come and get locked up. Like, they wouldn't have to lock him. He would lock himself up.
I understand
up,
that.
Rather than going home to his wife.
Oh, my goodness.
He would rather go
Otis
to jail.
Was married.
And would go sleep in the jail.
Oh, my God. Instead I was of going home. Years old when I found out freaking Otis was married. And I was today years old when I found out why he locked himself up in jail.
Right. He was the only one married.
Y'all. I was today years old when I found out when nobody in Mayberry married. That's three today years old.
Today.
Dude, I'm done.
Mary's Nerd
this
Nugget Fun Facts.
This is my favorite part of the show.
All right. For the first time ever, mosquitoes have reached Iceland.
What?
Leaving Antarctica as the only mosquito-free continent. Scientists say this could be a direct result of the globing temperatures, creating conditions warm enough for mosquitoes to survive in places once too far too cold.
It's got to be. It's got to be. And I'm going to tell you something. I guarantee you for probably generations of mosquitoes, they'll die off because once the cold comes, you talking about cold.
Oh, yeah. They'll freeze.
In Iceland?
Right. That's a whole nother type of cold.
It's a whole different type of
That's
cold.
That's when you were stationed, right?
Yes.
Right, right.
They're going to die in the fall. It ain't even before winter over ice. Watch they die off that. Until
they freeze and then thaw out in the spring,
no, and they don't make it. Cause, and you know something else is gonna mess them up? The hot springs. It's over there. They fall in the hot springs. That's sulfur.
Oh,
sulfur in the hot springs dry them up.
Okay,
so that.
Okay. Okay.
Plus, you know, mosquitoes like water,
right?
But they won't be able to. That's what I mean.
Because it'll be ice,
right? But the hot springs won't be good for them. It won't. And that's mostly what they have over there.
Right.
So that's weird. And that's crazy. Because when I was there from 92 to 95.
Okay.
And never saw a mosquito.
Well, you'll see them now.
That's crazy, dude.
Did you know?
Come on.
73 pizzas minus your age. Plus 52 equals the last digits of the year you were born.
When I get a chance, I'm going to have to do that. That's crazy.
All right. Things that make you go,
All right.
In 100 years, all current social media profiles will be of dead people.
Dang, bro. You be thinking of some crazy stuff, dog. Where you be getting that stuff from, bro? So look. I was going to say this before we moved on about no mosquitoes in Iceland. So in Denver, there are no snakes.
What do you mean?
Up in Evergreen. In the mountains.
Okay.
The snakes, the elevation is that they stay down in the city.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They don't come up.
Okay. Okay. I got you. So you mean higher, in the mountains?
Right.
Higher in the mountains.
Up high. They don't even.
Okay.
It ain't even. They don't even come up that high.
Because I was going to say they have rattlesnakes.
Yeah. But like. Yeah. But up like the higher elevations. They,
not there.
They starve. It's like they starve for. But it's like the pressure or something.
Right.
They were saying that the atmospheric pressure for us too. So they stay. It drive them down the mountain. That's why I like Evergreen so much.
No snakes.
And the mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes?
Nope. Wow. Like flies you rarely see.
Yeah.
Eat outside, you ain't got to worry about no fly landing on you.
Right.
Dangerous thing is if you're up in the mountains, you can pull out something as little as a ham sandwich and a bear coming.
Oh.
After a while.
Yeah.
They smell food.
Smell food.
From
they have mountain lions. Mountain lions.
Yeah. And don't mess around and put no food on the grill. They tell you if you they got grills out there in, at the B&Bs, but they got a warning saying, hey,
if you grill
at your own risk.
They coming.
They coming.
They coming.
They coming,
they
dude.
Smell that food.
And they tell you, if you do grill, make sure you don't do it for more than 30 minutes, 45 at the most, because around coming. They coming,
they
dude.
Coming.
They coming. So we did some steaks. Yeah. We did some steaks. Matter of fact, we did the what's the rich meat? Not buffaloes.
Prime rib.
Nope.
Rib eye.
Hold on. I don't want to move until I get it.
Let's see. Steak.
Elk.
Elk. Oh, okay. Elk. They have that. Yeah.
We did elk burgers.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
what? So we put them on the grill. Because it's elk. Well, you're bad as eat it. And then you cooking it, dude. We had to hurry up and fix it, dude. Get them elk burgers. And then after we did that, we threw the, they put water on the fire to keep that, because they coming.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
And it's, and it was dark when we did it.
Ooh. On them, you know, we were dying. You know, we was dying to be different.
You know that. So look.
Church announcements.
Church announcements. Deaconess Tucker will be hosting a pronunciation class for the following words. Shrimp, street, strawberry, straight, specific, February, even computer, Buick, library, salmon, and ambulance. So look.
But you've heard them say that.
I've heard
people, computer.
I've heard people screw.
Can I use your computer?
Dumb jokers up, dude. I've scrimp, heard people
screech,
scrimp,
screech,
swamp,
screech,
screech, strawberry,
brewer,
ambulance,
call ambulance,
ambulance, computer,
computer,
library. So salmon, yeah. Say it.
Salmon,
salmon,
salmon.
How is it wrong?
Some people say salmon.
Is that wrong?
It depends on, again, your what you dialect or the part of the country that you're from.
Some people say salmon. Some people say salmon.
Salmon.
That's wrong. I think that's wrong. Yeah. Salmon. Because isn't the salmon. L?
I think the L is silent.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I think salmon. It is. Yeah, yeah, I think it's silent.
Luke, I am your father.
Wow! Sound like what?
Search your feelings, Luke. Yeah. All right. This is from Matthew 5, verse 28.
All right.
But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
That's facts. So before that, he says to them, he said, you've heard it say, because before that, the conversation went kind of like this, because I remember the whole scene. He would always talk to them religiously. So he was talking to them, and he was like, you've heard it said in the law, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You've heard it say this, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. But I say, so he said, one of the things he said, you've heard it say in the law, do not murder. And I'm going to get to the one you just brought up.
Yeah.
He said, do not murder. He said, but I say to you, anybody who's angry with his brother without a cause has already committed murder in his heart. That was one of the ones they hit him with. Then okay. He said, you've heard it say you should not commit adultery with a woman. He said, but I say what you just read.
Hmm.
Whoever has looked at a woman and thought about the scene of knocking her down on the couch or bed or wherever, however you'd have painted the scene.
Right.
But I can't get no realer than that. Mm-hmm. He said, when you paint the scene in your head, you done did you it done in did your heart. Heart.
Right.
The first time I read that.
But what they say too, when they do it in your heart and when it comes to a real life opportunity, you do it automatically because you've already done it.
In your heart.
Yeah.
When I first read that, I'm like, lock me up because I'm guilty.
Well, I read something just recently about the brain, the human brain. And that there's certain things that we can't escape from. And one thing is noticing an attractive person.
Of course. But we don't have to, but
that's where you have to find
stop. But who stops there?
You know,
we didn't got the couch, you know, the couch, yeah. The pillow, you got the bed.
They say you use the NBA 3 second rule. Like you're in the key for 3 seconds.
Right.
1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Now you need to think about something else.
We're getting lane violations. How many times you got it?
Well, yeah, I get it, man. I get it.
Because you automatically paint the picture.
Right. Right.
So guilty. I remember when I read that the first time, dude. Guilty.
Guilty. Again, that prayer what we did in the beginning, forgive us for all our sins.
Oh! Yoda, Yoda, Yoda.
Praise you, dude.
Right, man.
That's one of the ones when you said, remember when you said you read the Bible and it made you cuss?
Yeah.
When I read that.
Yeah. It just hits you.
Dude.
If you have any honesty about yourself, it hits you. Especially as a guy.
If you got any.
Yeah.
It's a guy.
Yeah. Well, now, you know what? Let's not do that, coach.
Because I'm speaking for me. I know women do it.
Come on.
Oh, no, no. I'm speaking as for me because I know how easy guys think
right,
about
right, 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 right. Yeah. Right, right. I think we got him beat.
Yeah. But women do it also.
Absolutely.
All right. Huddle up with her.
Come on, with.
All right. Officials get rings for being selected to officiate the Super Bowl. These rings are given to the officiating crew and are designed by the NFL itself, not the winning team.
Hmm.
So the NFL officials, they get Super Bowl rings too.
Wow.
Yeah.
If they officiate that. If okay, officiate cool. That. Perception versus perspective segment.
Okay.
I got people who love me because I'm me. I got people who hate me for the same reason.
Ain't that right?
That's, yeah, heavy.
Quotes of the week.
All right.
All right. Tallulah. For a dream comes through much activity. That's from Ecclesiastes 5, verse 3.
For a dream comes through much activity.
And it went on. It was talking about you have these thoughts of your goals and what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
but without action.
Okay. I got you.
And so the activity is there.
I'm there now. I got you. Get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Lane Kiffin said you have to learn how to sit in it.
What was he talking about? Life.
Situations.
Decisions.
The
pressure.
I like that.
Things going on around you. Sometimes you can't run from it. Sometimes you have to learn how to sit down in it, in the heat mm-hmm. of it, absorb it, see where it's going. He was very deep. He was talking about hot yoga, but he was comparing it to life.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's real good.
You so almondy. Discipline is remembering who you said you wanted to be.
Okay. I like that. Yes, big brother almighty. You need power only when you want to do something harmful. Otherwise, love is enough to get everything done. That's fire, Charlie Chaplin. Wow.
That's fire.
And it's fire. Yeah. Okay.
What you talking about, Willis?
Mm-hmm.
Until you disrupt the pattern, today will be just a cut and paste of tomorrow.
I like that.
Yeah.
I will have a slice of that blackberry pie, sir. Success happens twice. First in the mind, then in the grind. That is so fire.
Yeah.
Oh, I had yours.
Kiss my grits.
The first year of marriage is the toughest. I say the last year is.
That, you know what?
You caught that at the end. Though.
Yes, which made it more funny because when you have a hesitation with a laugh,
right,
it gives you time to breathe. So it's gonna make it more funny. I wanted to ask you something. Cause something came up, and I said I wanted to ask you about that. I think it was you need power only when I think of it. I do. Yeah, I wanted to ask. Wanted to bring up something. Okay.
Final drive. Sports Jeopardy.
Spelling Bee. Come on, man. All right. Come on.
Word is heuristic.
Heuristic.
It's a person who loves to argue. Heuristic.
A-R-I-S-T-I-C.
E-R-I-S-T-I-C.
E-R.
Right.
E-R.
Heuristic.
You know why I thought it was sounds, A-R? It because sounds, argue. A-R. R-R. R-R. Yeah. Risk is, I yeah. Yeah, right. Okay, cool.
Right.
Pimp. Are you butt dialing? Because that ass calling me.
Can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Can you bend over and smile like a donut?
Oh, my goodness, dude. How about you sit on my slap and talk about the first thing that pops up? That's supposed to be laugh.
Yes.
That's a misspell, y'all. Come on.
Excuse me. My shy friend wants your phone number, so he'll know where to call me in the morning.
That's smooth. Tongue twister. Without swearing, what can WTF stand for?
So we know what, you know, when you write it in the text, WTF, you know, it's like, what the?
Right.
So what else? What other some common things? Like, where's the food?
Mm-hmm. Why the frown?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Who took food?
Whoa, that's funny.
Won the fight.
Whoa, that's funny.
Yeah. Won the fight.
Yeah, won the fight.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
All right. Travel through your eyes.
Let's go.
Okay. True or false? In 2021, the employees in a Thailand massage industry went on strike to demand more wages.
Why do it seem like I remember that? I'm going to say true.
True. It was true. I remember. And they won. They had higher wages. There's a town in Norway called Hell, and every year it freezes over.
Really?
I'm asking you, true or false?
False.
It's true.
Really?
What's it saying? Hell free, when hell freezes over. But it really does.
I'm going to look that up. Yeah, I got to look that up.
Oh, this is your segment, dude. This is your segment. Drum roll, please.
The sex doctor segment. Come on, Brad.
It's true, though. I looked it up. I researched it.
Deep throating can activate desires and heal trauma because of a spot in women's throats called the throat chakra, which governs the voice, listening, and truthful speaking.
It's actually at the heart of creativity also.
Oh, man. I need to help a few people with the... with their chakra. Activate the chakra.
Chakra. Chakra. Chakra. Chakra. Chakra. Chakra.
Hey, you all right? Chakra. Oh, I'm sorry, Geisha. Cut it out, too. Cut it out, Geisha. I'm sorry. Come on, man. Okay. We going to get in trouble. I know we done got in trouble in at least three segments, dude.
Yeah. But it's the Epstein files, though.
Okay.
Never have I ever. Okay. From Misery. He didn't get out of the cocky duty car. For Yes. And from the Warriors.
Can you dig it?
Never have I ever looked up the flight logs of Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, nicknamed Lolita Express.
Can you dig
it? He didn't get out of a cocky duty car.
I didn't do it.
I looked it up.
Nope.
Never have I ever read a news article about the Epstein file.
Can you dig it?
He didn't get out of a cocky duty car.
Never have I ever known someone personally named in the Epstein file.
Can you dig it?
Never have I ever searched for information about the details of Jeffrey Epstein's death while in federal custody.
You didn't get
out of that cock-a-doodle car.
Never have I ever believed that the client list is a real compiled document. I think it's a real compiled document.
I do too.
Yeah. You didn't get out of cock-a-doodle car.
I do too. Yeah. Voice segment.
Voices. So these are real names. From yearbooks. Real names.
Amazing names in yearbooks. Okay. Dr. Wet Farts.
Avin a shit. Spell A-V-I-N. Avin a shit. A-S-H-I-T. Avin a shit.
Man fuck. Spell F-U-K.
Jontra Voltra.
Flavor balls.
Dick Hunter,
gay neighbors.
These are real names.
Facts.
Yeah.
We won't lie to you.
All right, this is the Golden Riddle. So what can you hold in your left hand, but never in your right?
Your right hand.
My precious. One more try. Yes, you win. My precious, you win.
I got it.
Show you the way. Yes. Yes, Coach Riddle. Coach Riddle.
Thank you to our incredible listeners. Thank you for being a part
of On and Off the Field family. Don't forget to like and follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, our website at onandoffthefield.com.
With a D.
Thank you, guys.
Episode 63. Geisha, go through it with a fine-tooth comb, because they're going to have a file out on us after this. Episode number 63, season 2, Epstein Files, Coach.
Rest assured.
Rest assured.
Rest assured. Coach Boston, a.k.a. Still a name since 1976. And I am not in the FTV.
It's your boy. Man, from the Jordan Man since 1968, and I'm too old to be in the FTV. Yoda would not be in the FTV. Ain't that crazy?
No.
This is another good show, man. We out.
Peace.
Oh, boy.